By drinking a cup of coffee, we use only 1% of the value of it, and the rest of 99% of spent coffee is just wasted.
Yeah. Welcome to the thesis talk. Today we have Christine here, and she will be talking about
circular economy.
Ooh.
Within small, medium-sized Danish enterprises.
Okay.
I had 6 case companies, so it was actually a multi case study.
Yeah.
I tried to have 3 companies on the biological side and 3 companies on the technical side, meaning that these companies use either biological materials for making their products, or recycling their products, or some of their raw materials. And then on the other side, you have technical materials. So that can be everything from starting from plastic till hardware, electro appliances, and so on.
Maybe for people who don't know this, because it's a very nice graph, it looks almost like a butterfly.
Exactly, that's a butterfly model.
It's actually called the butterfly.
Diagram. So it's funny, it looks like a butterfly.
You have loops, right?
Exactly,
circular loops, so there's no waste generated.
That's the aim. So the idea of circular economy, or in this case of butterfly diagram, is to keep the materials as long as possible in the loops and to make the loops as small as possible, and then you can in a way say that there is zero waste. We had circular companies, but then you have to look from a systems perspective and from holistic perspective of the whole system. Then I actually came to the conclusion that we identify companies that they do circular business activities, nevertheless they are not 100% circular, because even delivering product would mean that they would need to have electric cars, or some parts of their products would need to be manufactured through renewable energy. And none of my case companies or our case companies did not do it yet, because there is just infrastructure missing at the current state.
So what can you give an example of a company and describe, like, what are they doing, for example?
Yeah, so maybe I can give a short introduction of all 6 case companies.
Oh, okay, short.
Yeah, I had a company called Café Bueno.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know them?
Mm-hmm.
And also a company called Swampy Farm. Both of these companies are still startups. And what they do, they recycle spent coffee grounds. Café Bueno is recycling coffee grounds to produce oil for cosmetic industry, pharmacy industry. And the other company, Swampy Farm, what they do, they take the spent coffee ground and then they use it for farming gourmet mushrooms. They use the spent coffee ground as a fertilizer. Then another company I had on the biological side is called Sprout. With their product, they try to educate consumer that they should think more of what kind of products they consume. Mm-hmm. And what I do, they produced 100% biodegradable pencil.
Ooh.
And it's a really cool product, because when you are writing with your pencil, till you cannot anymore sharpen it, you can turn it around.
Yeah.
And then you can plant basil, cherry tomatoes, different kind of herbs.
And it's in the upper
part
of
where the rubber
seeds, right?
Exactly.
Yes, I had one of these. Yeah, one of those.
Even though this small pen is not going to say vault, and I know it's not going to say vault, but it's a small step on showing people how they could consume products differently. Instead of directly throwing out something, you actually repurpose, or you increase the lifespan of a product. Yeah, and then on the other side, I had 3 technical companies. One is called Scholleplast, and the way I name the companies, it's also the way they actually are placed on the cycles. So starting from the smallest cycle and then zooming out.
Smallest is the best.
Smallest is the most efficient cycle.
Okay.
So for instance, as I mentioned, I had Café Bueno, and Café Bueno is cascading their spent coffee grounds. That means at the end of the day, by cascading the same raw material, they come up with 3 different products.
Mm.
and that is the most efficient way of how to keep the same raw material as long as possible in a small loop, mm-hmm. and actually have just one loop. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to the technical side. Yeah. So I had a company called Scholleplast. They actually started their business 50 years ago, but they never knew that they do circular business activities. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they produce durable crates. You see these crates as, for instance, the green Arla boxes or beer crates where you store the beer, like Franziskana or Carlsberg mm-hmm. Green beer boxes. You see these crates in supermarkets where they store vegetables and fruits mm-hmm. in those. Yeah. This crate can be recycled or reused up to 5 times. So
only?
Yeah, but it's but the one crate is it lasts for 10 years.
Ah, okay.
So it has like a lifespan of 10 years.
Okay.
And then another company we had is called Refurb. What they do, they collect electro appliances actually from big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
They collect these electro appliances, they do all the updates.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, if some of the materials cannot be used, they disassemble and they assemble together a secondhand laptop. And then you can buy it, I think, if I remember correctly, up to 40% cheaper.
Oh, wow.
And then the last company I have is Plastics.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually officially placed on the least efficient cycle, which is called recycling. And they collect discarded fishing nets and ropes from the oceans. And then they recycle these ropes and fishing nets into high tech or clean tech raw material. And this raw material can be used, for instance, in one of the collaborations they had with Scholleplast, so they made an ocean box.
Oh, cool.
The other collaboration was with Mater. They produce or they create designer garden chairs. And another collaboration, which was pretty cool, was they did a kayak from the ocean materials, in a way. So it's an interesting concept. But since they recycle and since the fishing net and the rope loses its value for 100%, they are in the least efficient cycle, but that doesn't mean that they are not circular.
Circular economy is a big topic at the moment, but what was your motivation to do it?
Yeah, as you say, it is very young concept. Some people actually call it as a circular movement because it's new and not many companies know exactly what they mean when they talk about circular economy, because there is a big confusion between sustainability and circular economy.
Is there circular economy washing?
No.
No?
But the thing with circular economy is that it's in a way such a new concept that it's not that tested. And as I previously said, there are the companies who have some sort of circular business activities. Nevertheless, in my opinion, you cannot say that they are 100% circular because the whole infrastructure and the whole systems perspective is still missing.
Mm.
And another thing is that these companies who have some sort of circular business activities, they are implementing their solutions in linear system because we are still performing a linear economy, and then these solutions are implemented in linear economy, and that's where the change or transition has to happen. As we know, or as I guess you have seen that yourself, we have sort of diverse challenges. It's not only about climate change, but it's also that most of the people want to live in cities. So actually there is happening urbanization and more people move to the cities. But that actually also means that we need more resources. We need to build housing. As you know, in Copenhagen, there is a lack of housing. That means we need to actually have resources which are finite. And the funny enough, people never thought that the sand would be finite, but sometimes sand can be seen as a new gold, because sand is very important raw material for the building industry in building houses. Arab Emirates are the biggest sand importer.
What?
And a lot of projects right now, they're abundant, because it's just hard to get a sand. And the issue is that the sand for the building, it's more, you need to have sand which is not round, and the sand in deserts, it is actually round sand, and you cannot use that for building. So you need to have
like a rougher, the rougher surface.
Exactly.
And because of the wind in the desert, it might be
It is round 100%.
Oh, that's super interesting.
Yeah, and it just shows this big paradox that we just want to expand. People want to live closer to the oceans, closer to the water. And also, if you look at the Copenhagen, they are expanding the city also on the canals with the, what's the name of the new project, Nordhafen, where they want to create
almost like a floating city.
Almost like a floating city where people actually need to get into their kayaks and actually go shopping into their kayaks, because there's just no space left.
Yeah.
Because people just want to, and it's also linked that in general we are having a higher income and people want to live or have better life, and then they move away from suburbs to have also more opportunities. Mm. And that all has created the stress on resources, on finite resources or virgin resources.
I think that circular economy is also a mindset that we have to start inhaling.
Yeah.
Because the way we think about resources, and not just resources, but also things around us, I think many of us still think, oh, I don't like this anymore, I just throw it away, I can buy something new. And
exactly.
Then, you know, this is very linear thinking.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. Yeah, therefore I like, again, maybe to put it up, the example of Sprout, that it's just a small thing and they try to change people's mindsets of how we consume and what is conscious consumption for us and how it can be changed. The same with Swampy Farm. They are doing a lot of projects with kindergartens and schools where they actually show the people how you can be more sustainable by drinking a cup of coffee. We use only 1% of the value of it, and the rest of 99% of spent coffee is just wasted.
Yeah.
And there they come up with an ideas of how to reuse things like that, and try to work together with kids and schools and show them how to repurpose like a small things like cup of coffee.
What are your, maybe you have one sentence, one conclusion of your findings?
Yep. Besides having internal perspective of 6 case companies, we actually interviewed 5 external experts. What came out as one of the biggest findings was that there was no common communication platform for circular economy companies, that there is a need for a common collaboration platform on linking those experts together with different industry companies, not only the ones who are circular, but perhaps also companies who just thinks of how to become circular. So that was one of the biggest findings. Another finding was that, as I previously mentioned briefly, that we are still in linear settings. So many circular solutions are implemented in linear economy setting. And meaning by that, if you have that, you really, really need that the policy makers and infrastructure enablers, they work together with those companies who are innovative, who want to make a change, but they need to step in and make regulations that it is possible for them to scale their business models. Because one of the issue was, since there's a linear setting, these companies cannot scale their businesses, and they have a really hard time on also finding investments.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you said previously, a circular economy is a mindset, and not many investors understanding this, because they want to see fast outcomes, they want to see fast revenues on their investments, right? But if you invest in circular economy, you need to count with 15, 20 year of time till you finally will see the results.
Do you think it's possible to be 100% circular within a business?
At the current state, if we talk right now, it is not possible. I mean, nowadays, none of the company produce their product alone, right? You need to think of the whole value chain. And if you think of the whole value chain and you have a supplier or you have a logistics partner who doesn't preserve circular business practices, you cannot be 100% circular. I would hope it would happen in the next 5 years, but it's very, 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 very optimistic.
Okay.
Like, think of the big companies, automotive companies. Why would they change anything? I mean, people are still buying their cars. They are still innovative. They are still having powerful engines. Why would they want to change something? Because you have to think that the companies who have invested millions of euros in their manufacturing facility, they need to invest billions to be able to rechange their whole manufacturing line. And if there are investors who are not willing to invest on solutions which are very innovative because they are not tested, there is no past dependencies. So it's no matter of those small companies still pushing and hoping that Danish policymakers help them on making better policies or at least involving them and creating those policies together.
Before our resources are gone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
That was a lot of
thank you for having me.
Circular economy input.